Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 25th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is news from Bloomberg that says Apple is planning to overhaul its iBook service later this year. The report comes one day after iOS 11.3 beta dropped the I from iBooks and renamed the iBook Store to Apple Book Store. The overhaul is expected to include a new design that better highlights unfinished books, a new store interface similar to the iOS 11 App Store redesign, and a dedicated audiobook section. The report also includes that the Apple Books team has recently gained new leadership with a recent hire from Audible. Details in that report are confirmed by new assets discovered in iOS 11.3 beta by 9 to 5 Mac, including new category icons and references to sections including Reading Now, Want to Read, Award Winners, Staff Picks, and Rave Reviews. It's unclear if this upgrade will ship with iOS 11.3 or be saved for iOS 12 later this year. We also got the first watchOS 4.3 beta today, which includes a few interesting changes for Apple Watch. First up is the ability to start and control music playback of songs stored on your iPhone from your Apple Watch. This feature was previously available from day one, but disappeared with watchOS 4 before today's release. The remote control playback option also lets you AirPlay music from your iPhone to AirPlay speakers from your Apple Watch. WatchOS 4.3 beta also includes a new charging animation, as well as support for nightstand mode and portrait orientation. This feature was previously limited to landscape orientation, but portrait support means nightstand mode will continue to work with Apple Watch when laying flat on Apple's upcoming AirPower charging mat. Apple also released the first public beta versions of iOS 11.3, but public beta versions of the other platforms are not yet available. For Logic 10 users, Apple released version 10.4, which includes a new chromoverb effect, vintage equalizers from the 1950s to 1970s, and loads of new effects and tools. Clips for iOS also received an update that includes a new Apple design label and poster effect for the Chinese New Year. And finally, the first HomePod review has landed, sort of. Refinery29 published a new write-up based on an hour-long HomePod test that reveals new details about Apple's smart speaker. The mini review said HomePod exceeded Amazon Echo, Sonos One, and Google Home Max in sound quality, and revealed that the HomePod will include some sort of calendar event announcement alert. For HomePods in shared environments, the smart speaker will only give answers to questions about appointments, messages, and other personal information when the primary user is home based on iPhone location. There won't be shared accounts at launch, it seems, but it is good to see Apple applying thoughtfulness to how HomePod handles privacy in this format. As a reminder, HomePod orders start this Friday, which could mean as early as 12:01 a.m. Pacific time tonight. HomePod hits stores on February 9th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.